There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're about 6 days out from the scheduled beginning of the Ross Ulbricht trial, and if you want the latest on that situation, go grab our archive tonight later on at freetalklive.com, or just go to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. We had a video from Julia Taransky, who was just on the line with us for the bulk of the last hour. She's got like a 2-minute-long video that she's put out kind of summarizing why this Ross Ulbricht trial is so important to internet freedom in general, and I think a lot of her concerns are fairly well founded.
Yeah, there's some real bad legal stuff. They're going through some very unusual legal measures here. There's some very unusual technical stuff that happened with this. It matters. This is not just a regular drug case. This is huge, and the government is doing some really shady things.
So, right. Not only is this putting internet freedom in jeopardy, but it's also putting just some of the more basic rules of courtroom procedure in jeopardy, like, letting you have a list of the witnesses that'll be testifying against you. You know, that one. One of the things that's supposed to be kind of constitutional, you know, have the right to confront your accusers. I guess they're still preserving the right to confront them, in that they will put them on the stand and you'll be able to ask them questions. But basically, the defense isn't going to know who they are until Friday, the weekend before when this trial is supposed to start. So you want to talk about no time to prepare your case.
Yeah, you're supposed to be able to, like, undermine the credibility of a witness. So, I mean, you find out who it is who's testifying against you, and then you go do background checks. You send a private eye. I mean, this guy's facing life in prison. There might be a few bucks spent on figuring out who these people are who are testifying against you. When you wait until the last minute, you know, you're purposely preventing a situation where he has the ability to figure out who it is that's testifying against him, find out what's going on with them, find out if what it is that they're going to be saying, so that you can prepare your questions. And it's not like after this witness leaves the witness stand that you get to, you know, come back from your jail cell and be like, hey, wait a second, I forgot about X, or I later on found out about Y. You don't get those opportunities. This is a one-shot. You know,
well, but Chris, the claim is that Ross Ulbricht is a kingpin, and he's going to, if he finds out who the witnesses against him are, he's going to orchestrate their murders from within his jail cell.
Well, he should, first of all, and secondly, this is why you shouldn't have a war on drugs.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, Bitcoin Jesus denied entry into the United States. Roger Veer, longtime supporter of Free Talk Live, he's into some trouble here with the Feddies. We'll give you the details on that. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Plus, creationist Ken Ham says, aliens will go to hell. Let's talk to Dave first in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. First of all, Happy New Year. How you guys are doing?
Dave, go ahead with your thoughts tonight. At least Dave doesn't give you a chance to answer the question. When he asks, because Chris, you were complaining the other night about callers asking how you doing,
right?
And that's something that I always just blow by. Whenever someone asks me that, I just say, what's on your mind? You know, just like, let's get into the conversation. To Dave's credit, at least, he just sort of parrots the question and immediately continues talking.
Right. Dave has no interest in how we're doing. He's just using it like a greeting. So.
How are you doing? Okay.
Go ahead, Dave.
How are you guys doing, first of all?
Don't you worry about
that. You know
what,
actually, Dave, I'm having kind of a rough time. I had a rough Christmas, you know, with the family. I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to, like, maintain a relationship with them. What do you think I should do, Dave?
Okay, let me get into what I have to say.
Okay, thanks.
Because remember how last year I had an annoying neighbor who was always slamming his door?
I thought it was your neighbor saying that about you.
No, just listen.
Yeah, I remember. I remember
that,
Dave.
Okay, I had my door open, and, you know, I guess maybe he had one of his, some friend or whatever, somebody. He is making false accusations about me, because he's saying, oh, I called the cops on him for something. I never called the cops on him. I sent an email to my landlord. That's all I did. I sent an email to my landlord saying that, you know, he always keeps on slamming his door. I never called the cops on him. He's lying. He's freaking lying, you know.
He's saying this to his friends? How did you find out he's saying that about you?
My door was open. I don't know who.
Oh, you heard him.
Yeah, my door was open. I don't know who he was talking to, but, like, all I heard was that saying, you know, that, you know, he said, oh, I called the cops. I didn't call the cops on him. I sent an email to my landlord saying, you know, that my next-door neighbor
was
always.
And this was after you had already tried to talk to the guy, right? Like, you sent an email to the landlord after you'd attempted to have a conversation with him, and that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, that didn't go anywhere. Yeah, because, you know, he's saying, oh, because, you know, when I asked him that, he goes, oh, I'm going to mess you up. I'm going to, you know, do this, do that, whatever.
Right.
Like, I really can't swear because of the FCC, and, you know. But, like,
so, Dave,
saying, oh,
what about it? So the guy's talking trash. Who cares?
Yeah, but he was just saying that, you know. Yeah, he was talking trash, whatever, but, like, he is making false accusations about me, saying, oh, that, you know, he said that I called the cops on him.
You know what, here's what I think about this, Dave. I know you're going to repeat yourself here, but this is, if people are talking trash about you, I think the best thing you can do is just ignore it and get on with your life, because ultimately, if you try to deal with everyone who tells a lie about you or tries to impugn your character, all you're going to end up doing is spending all of your time dealing with those situations, and you'll never get to actually do anything you enjoy, unless, of course, you enjoy this kind of conflict, which you might. But for the average person...
I enjoy calling you guys. I enjoy calling you guys.
I know that you enjoy calling us. I went through your whole YouTube channel, you lunatic. It's so much fun. You got all these videos up of you on hold with Free Talk Live. It was hilarious.
Oh, no, he said which one, Chris. He's got like 3 or 5 YouTube channels.
You've got multiple YouTube channels?
Which one did you go to? Hudson Valley Guy number one?
Yeah, I think so. That was the one that somebody posted a video of yours.
I have two Hudson Valley Guy number ones. I have New York. I have, you know, a bunch of other ones. I have a bunch of ones. You can also Google Renick Lover. It's a song that I happen to love, you know, so.
Yeah.
What was your favorite video?
He's got some great, like he was putting out like YouTube personal ads, you know.
And those were my favorites.
Yeah, he's like, look, you know, no fat chicks, okay? And and if you've got kids, I don't want to deal with your kids. And then he goes on to say no fat chicks and no kids like 3 or 4 times during the course of the video. And I like the way that you do that, Dave, because
he really
normally
knows how to get a point across.
Yeah, because the thing is, Dave, you're a pretty smart guy, because normally I would actually advise somebody, like, don't repeat yourself over and over again and say things that women are going to receive negatively. But, you know, like, one of the things that I found in the dating market is you almost sort of have to act like you don't care, right? You almost be like, hey, I'm not really that into you. Then she wants you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, like, Dave comes off as a guy who's totally just trying to put women off, you know? He comes off as a guy who's like, yeah, I just don't even need you.
Whatever, baby.
Yeah, because the way that he talks on the video is something that, you know, you just would never attract a woman at all, but it's sort of like a reverse psychology thing, I think. You're probably getting laid left and right up there, huh?
Well, I'm not sure that's going to be business, but, you know.
Hey, Dave, actually, we got somebody on the line here who may have some advice for you on interpersonal conflict. Dave, you're on with Pete in California. Dave, go ahead. Or Pete.
My advice for you on relationships is this. It's really, really simple. Yeah,
What about my next-door neighbor who's always slamming his door? Because I sent an email because my next-door neighbor is saying
we're far more interested in your sex life, Dave.
Well, I would like to know how Pete would resolve the situation with the neighbor. I mean, that's really, I think, an important question.
That is, yeah.
Okay, so the neighbor's, he wants to know about your sex life? Well,
my neighbor.
He's slamming the door, Pete. Pete, are you even listening to this show?
He doesn't.
Wait a minute. Pete, hold on. Dave, I'm going to put you on hold for a moment here. Pete. You don't actually listen to Free Talk Live, do you?
I listen to parts of it. The parts of
you
the Liberty
Minded. You weren't listening to the show prior to calling in, were you?
I don't know. Something made me want to call in and talk about morality because every
all
time
he's like, "No, it's between 7 and 10.
Yeah.
This is my Free Talk Live shift. Like, this is what he does. Like, does Fred Phelps like pay you? Right? Like, are you just like paid to call radio shows and say hateful things?"
But I'm not hateful. I'm honest. You know what? See, the thing... Okay, let's talk about
well, if Chris Cantwell knows you're hateful, you're definitely a hateful guy.
I am
hateful,
a guy who, like, generally stand up for a person's right to be, like, a bigot and an idiot, right? But, like,
I'm not a bigot.
I mean, hating gay people or whatever, right? It's not bigotry with you because you just love God, right? I get it. But, you know, I don't know. I'm usually, like, I'm a pretty politically incorrect guy. I say, hey, you say whatever you want.
I mean,
but
you attacked the cripples yesterday.
Yeah.
You're very politically incorrect.
Yeah, screw cripples.
So hang on,
literally,
Pete.
Have sex with them.
Hang on, Pete. We're going to bring you back here because I want Pete to ascertain Dave's situation with the neighbor and give us some advice. Give Dave some advice.
Sounds
we'll
good.
Come back with that.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Cantwell.
Don't forget to check out Chris's website, ChristopherCantwell.com. He writes and he makes videos. In fact, you've been making two types of videos. You've been cutting up archives of Free Talk Live and making sort of articles and videos surrounding that.
Yep.
And also, you've relaunched in 2015 Some Garbage Podcast, and you're intending to do it on a weekly basis. You've got an episode coming up tomorrow night, correct?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing it every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m.
Wait, tomorrow's Thursday.
I know that, but okay. Tomorrow I'm doing an off-schedule episode. Marcel's in town,
gotcha.
So he's going to come in, and we're going to do... he picked up this fun nickname that he's got on his Facebook profile is GayK47.
Yeah, I saw that for the first time today.
So I got a kick out of that. So
he's a gay guy and he likes guns, right?
Yeah, exactly. So like, and he's got one of the things he does on Facebook. He's got like the LGBT for gun rights Facebook page and stuff like that. So like,
okay. So I was asking you what he was known for the other day, and that would be one thing.
Yeah. So I posted it today, and I said it's going to be fully automatic homoeroticism on Some Garbage Podcast tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. and then I'll do another episode this Friday. I might do it with Rapture or Damo.
Oh,
we'll
wow.
see what
Two
happens.
Episodes in 1 week.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. If
crazy.
I might even go, maybe turn it into a daily. We'll see.
That's a big. That is a lot of dedication to do it on a daily basis.
It is. You know, I definitely wouldn't want to do it 7. I might even do it 5, but we'll see. We're to start off. We'll
start
do
with
it Fridays,
week,
and if there's something comes up that I could, throw in an extra episode. Hey, it's a
Why
podcast.
Not?
I don't need to have a live slot on everything. You know.
So that is available at ChristopherCantwell.com.
Yeah, ChristopherCantwell.com is where I post the live YouTube feed so that you can watch it live, and then you can pick up the podcast at SomeGarbagePodcast.com. You'll get the audio from there or iTunes or Stitcher.
So we're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We actually have Dave on the line in New York, and we have brought Pete on the air here from Long Beach, expecting that Pete was actually paying attention to what was going on. But no, it turns out he was just calling because, he knows it's an open phone show, and there's technically no rule against you have to listen to call the show. Pete, do you know who the names of the show hosts are that are on the air tonight?
Yes, I do. Mr. Christopher Cantwell, I saw him on a video when he was in front of D.C. doing some of the most beautiful civil disobedience I've ever seen. Yeah, I've seen him. I like Mark Dice. I like a bunch of them. Yeah, he was cool.
Who's the other host on the air? You got one right, because we were just talking about him. Who's the other host?
I don't know who Dave is. I don't know.
All right, so Pete. Pete, hold on, Dave. Pete, so here's the question. Dave is having an issue with his neighbor. His neighbor is insulting him and is making a lot of noise. He's slamming doors. What should he do?
For what reason is he doing this? He's just doing it for nothing?
Dave?
No, he's just, I guess maybe he's in a bad mood, or maybe he's drinking, or whatever. I don't know what his problem is, but he's always, he walks in, he walks out of the room, slam, 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 always slamming the door. So, and then I heard him earlier today, tonight, whatever, he said he was talking to his friends, or maybe his social worker, I don't know, and he said, I allegedly called the cops. I didn't call the cops on him. All I did was I sent an email to my landlord saying,
Slow it down.
So wait, so you're saying he was talking maybe to a social worker. Are you living in, like, welfare housing or something like that?
Anyway, I sent an email to my landlord saying my next-door neighbor is always slamming his door and said, I'll go hit my, I guess my, I don't know what my...
All right, Dave, slow down. We've got to give Pete a chance to respond.
Right,
to a lot
so the
of
landlord
words.
Probably went to the other guy and was like, can you please stop because I never want to hear from Dave again, right?
Yeah. So, Pete, what do you think?
I have no idea. Okay, is he physically damaged your body or damaged your property or the property you're in possession for on a monthly basis?
No, he has not.
Then he hasn't committed any crime, but he might have committed some civil wrong, and maybe you could file an injunction or something against him, but yeah, I don't know what the code's
That's
like.
That's a terrible idea.
Here.
Thanks for the call, Pete. So as far as, Dave, as far as that idea, I don't agree with Pete on that. I think that going to court over a neighbor slamming his door.
Maybe you should make some YouTube videos about it.
Ooh.
Yeah, like if you make YouTube videos about your neighbor, I think that those will probably go viral.
That could.
You know, and that'll really get them. That'll
I think
really
that's a great idea. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I think that's a good idea because Dave's good at making videos. Like he is prolific at making videos.
Yeah, he's actually like does some good editing. Like he's not the most talented talker or whatever, but like he's definitely, he can edit videos. So I think that what he needs to do is sort of like master the ability to speak without repeating himself and, to make a concise point. I think if he could do those two things.
If Dave could write a script, his videos would be much more professional.
Get you a teleprompter.
But they also wouldn't be as funny then either, because it's kind of funny how he just constantly repeats himself.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's kind of the thing. I mean, to watch Dave go, no fat chicks, like 12 times in a video that he's posting, literally, he's literally putting the video on YouTube like, hey, any ladies out there want to date me? And instead of like listing all of his like really positive qualities that he thinks women are going to be attracted to, he's just like, no fat chicks, no single mothers, no fat chicks, no single mothers.
Let's talk to William. He's in Raleigh. By the way, you want to check out Dave's YouTube channel. It's Hudson Valley Guy, and I think it's the number one. William, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to Talk Radio 850 there in Raleigh.
I thought I might give you guys some help. I'm a black guy from Mississippi, and I'm a gun-toting, chicken-eating Baptist, and some of my best friends are black. And gay, also.
Black and gay and eating chicken and carrying guns, is this the pitch?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, William, what's your point?
Oh, that's all.
I think he's just trying to help us like tell the world that we have a more diverse audience.
It was a pretty weak crank call, I think.
Well, but
pretty weak. But, you know, that's how it goes. Sometimes you get the winners, sometimes you don't. That's the open phones way.
Yeah.
Let's go to the and continue with your calls and thoughts. We have, I believe it is a gentleman who goes by Kyle, and he is calling from Texas. Kyle in Texas. Actually, I think I just accidentally put him on hold, and I didn't mean to. Let's see, resume call. That's not working. We'll get him on here one of these days. There we go. Kyle is in Texas. It's a new version of Skype. You have to bear with me here. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. It's good to be on with you again.
Yes, and you're also on with Chris Cantwell. Go ahead, Kyle.
I had a few questions this evening for Chris Cantwell, the first of which deal with the recent Bitstamp hack. Mr. Cantwell, do you think that the recent Bitstamp hack spells doom for Bitcoin?
Hold on. Let's slow it down a moment here and talk about what happened. I don't know. I've only seen the headlines. Bitstamp was one of those Bitcoin exchanges, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened? What was the hack? And then we'll get to the big question that you had.
Sure. Wired Magazine wrote, there was an article there by Andy Greenberg published 2 days ago on January 5th where the headline ran, Major Bitcoin Exchange Bitstamp Goes Offline After Possible Hack. The rest of the article basically goes on to describe how Bitstamp became the main exchange after the Mt. Gox one went down, too. So I wanted to ask Mr. Cantwell what he thought, if this is possibly a sign that Bitcoin might be going under or not.
Well, there's a couple of things I'll say about that.
We'll get to those couple of things here in a moment here. And was it determined how the hack transpired? Do we know what went wrong? 855, 450, free. I mean, the way I see it is, this is like a bank getting robbed or whatever. I mean, just because banks get robbed doesn't mean that there's something inherently wrong with what they're holding in the vault. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up anything right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
At Catwow.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, and you can even get a free pound of coffee. Some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox Coffee. It's shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. It's great coffee, and it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. But over at BuzzBox, they're doing something that you're not going to find likely anywhere else, and that is that they're teaming up with Free Talk Live and Kiva.org to provide microloans to folks around the world in very difficult parts of the world in which to make a living, providing microloans to help make people's businesses and lives better. And we can do that by you just buying some great coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get the first pound for free. Just pay the shipping costs. And then after that, you'll be on their auto-ship program where you can customize how often coffee is sent to you and also how much of the coffee and what type is sent to you as well. And you can cancel your subscription at any time if for some reason you're not satisfied. But everybody that I know that's tried BuzzBox Coffee has loved it. So go and try it for yourself at coffee.freetalklive.com. And for every 10 listeners that signs up, we can fund one new microloan every single month. So very exciting. Coffee. coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Kyle in Texas. Kyle, you'd asked Chris Cantwell specifically for his thoughts on the Bitstamp hack. Now, what you just said was that Bitstamp had become the number one Bitcoin exchange after Mt. Gox was taken down, what was it, last year or something like that? That Bitstamp kind of rose to prominence, and now they are down. They've been hacked. Nobody's certain, according to Chris Cantwell, what happened thus far as how the hack transpired. But what was exactly your question for Chris, Kyle?
My first question was, does he think that the recent Bitstamp hack spells doom for Bitcoin itself?
No, I don't. I think Bitcoin will see its doom when somebody comes up with a superior alternative to it in the marketplace, right? Bitcoin is right now, yeah, there's a bunch of knockoffs and clones and whatnot, but it's the big one, right? And so if somebody comes up with something that functions better than Bitcoin, then it just might get rid of Bitcoin. If something serves the same purpose, yeah. And so that'll be when, you're like, oh my God, I wish I got rid of it,
But remember, though, I mean, I've it's certainly possible that could happen, but Bitcoin was first to market, and that's worth a lot, and they can upgrade Bitcoin, right? So if somebody comes along with a great idea and the guys who are programming Bitcoin are like, that's a great idea, and then they, take it, they can take that idea and implement it into Bitcoin too. And of course, Bitcoin already has this huge installed user base, so it would be very hard for an upstart that has better tech to, I think, overtake Bitcoin in a very fast manner.
I don't know that, significant changes to functions of Bitcoin would be easy to do. I mean, you could wind up with a fork in the blockchain or something like that, that people basically, if you create some, a fundamental difference in the way Bitcoin works, if people don't adopt the changes, then you will basically create a separate blockchain, right? You would basically have to have 51% at least of the people to adopt the changes, and then you can do that.
It could happen, though. If Bitcoin wanted to, they could adopt whatever new tech comes along.
Well, and there's also no central authority to say Bitcoin wanted to, right? It would have to be something that, the vast majority of the community would accept. And, of course, part of the problem that you have right now is that, there are groups of people who are pretty close to being 51% of the mining operation, and thus they can have, a disproportionate control on it, and that's one of my criticisms of the system.
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate criticism. I mean, certainly nothing lasts forever, and how long Bitcoin will be on top is another question. But what you're saying is that Bitstamp is irrelevant.
Right. So Bitstamp, look, my understanding is that we have not, and it's the same thing that happened with Mt. Gox. There is not a problem with the Bitcoin protocol. Whatever happened in their system, whatever happened at their institution, whatever human error or computer security problem happened at their place, caused them to lose like $5 million worth of Bitcoin, which is no thing to sneeze.
That's right.
But at the same time, they're saying, hey, we've got enough to cover this loss. Most of our Bitcoin is kept in cold storage. There's no risk to the vast majority of our reserves. So we're good to go. So, it's not going to be the end of Bitcoin. Look, it shook up confidence in the market. So a bunch of people dumped their currency, and that caused it to go down to like near 200 at one point. I think it was back up to like 279 last I checked.
It was closer to 3 last I looked. So it's kind of recovered completely.
It's still recovering from, what brought it down from 600 and 1200. I mean,
sure.
Bitcoin has been taking, it's taken some hits lately.
It's been a tough year, but as far as the price is concerned, but looking at the price of Bitcoin is not all you want to do, right? Like, you want to look at the adoption of Bitcoin, I think. And when you've got news like Microsoft adopting Bitcoin payments for a lot of their products, Dell Computers, of course, did it last year. I mean, some big names are coming on board with Bitcoin now, and it's not translating into immediate price increases, but that's the more people take Bitcoin, the more established it'll become.
I see that too, but I think the reason that it's not translating into price increases is because they're doing it through like Coinbase and stuff like that, and they're just changing it into Federal Reserve notes, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like these big companies are starting to hold Bitcoin. What they're starting to do is they're taking the money, they're giving the Bitcoin, they're like, this is a way for us to get Federal Reserve notes, right? Mm-hmm. So, if Microsoft started holding Bitcoins, that's going to drive up the demand, right? Because there are going to be fewer of them on the market. Microsoft is a very powerful, large company with lots of money, very deep pockets. So that would translate to price increases.
Know, right?
Like all you're doing when a Microsoft accepts Bitcoin and then just sells them, what you're actually doing is decreasing the demand for Bitcoin because people are parting with the money money that they would have otherwise held and lowering the and increasing the supply of it in the market.
Well, it's presumable that most of the companies are likely cashing out Bitcoin that are taking Bitcoin. However, I know that Patrick Byrne from Overstock told us that they are keeping 10%. And so we don't know what Microsoft's strategy is. Maybe they are keeping some of them. But obviously, a lot of companies are going to have to cash most of them out because if you're buying product from a vendor, the vendor's probably not accepting Bitcoin. So you've got to, at some point, likely cash them into cash. But who knows? Maybe they're keeping 5% or 10% of them.
I imagine there's probably some hedging of the bets, you know. Yeah. But overall, I don't think that they're most of these companies. I don't think are holding on to it. And you know what? Looks like right now it was a good thing they didn't, right? Because if you took a bunch of bitcoins at $600 a bitcoin, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it drops down to $250, yeah. Well, you know it's not a wise, at least short term investment.
It's tough for a business person to have that long term view on these things and say, oh well, I'm just going to keep holding these, whereas cashing them out is a very attractive option, especially if it's losing value. That's a long answer to his question. Let's let Kyle jump back in here. So, yeah, basically, the consensus here is that Bitstamp's failure is not a reflection of anything about the future of Bitcoin.
Right.
Okay, sure. Thanks. And before my time is up, I'd like to ask Mr. Campbell one more question.
Yes.
As a follow-up. Do you think there is any possibility that Bitcoin might be a Trojan horse that is used by the government or other nefarious entities to usher in the cashless society?
Do I think there's any possibility of it? I'm going to say the answer is yes. I would say that I think it's exceedingly unlikely because I don't think that Bitcoin overall does anything positive for the state. The state can obviously...
does that mean that the creator of Bitcoin, you're alleging, could possibly be the state, that Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, was the NSA or something like that? What are you getting at?
Could be.
I've heard other people mention that, but I just wanted to know long-term if Mr. Campbell thinks that it'll push for this notion of the cashless society where everything will be tracked and traced and scanned.
Right. I mean, you could find yourself in a situation. See, the one thing that gives me pause on that is that it's decentralized, right? So you if you want a cashless society, the idea behind the cashless society is basically that it would be centrally controlled and mm-hmm. that you can then take credits from anybody at any time and put them where you see fit, that the credits are basically completely controlled.
You can't do that with Bitcoin.
Bitcoin's decentralized nature makes
and
that completely
source.
Impossible. Yes. Right. So I don't think if it's a government operation of any sort, I don't think it's very helpful in them trying to usher in the cashless society.
Yeah, I'm not scared either of I know you only ask Chris the questions, but I'm going to throw my two cents here just because I can. I'm not concerned about that either because, you know, look at all the drug transactions that are being done online. There are these things called Bitcoin mixers, and you can put your Bitcoins in one end and then out the other end after they've mixed it around through, I don't know, how many thousands of different accounts or whatever. Then, you know, you get Bitcoins, and then nobody's supposed to be able to figure out where all that's going. I mean, if there was any desire for the government to try to figure that out, they'd have plenty of people they could put in handcuffs. They haven't done that yet. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking Bitcoin at the moment, or we were. You're welcome to call in about anything you want. Also, I've got the latest on what is happening with Bitcoin Jesus. His real name's Roger Veer, longtime supporter of Free Talk Live and much of the activism that has gone on up here in New Hampshire. Great liberty-oriented guy. He is in some hot water with the United States federal government at the moment after trying to renounce or renouncing his so-called citizenship. We'll get into that here in moments, but first we've got Anthony on the line in Switzerland. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris Cantwell.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Anthony. Go ahead.
I was listening to a Cant rant yesterday, and I must say it's nice to have Chris on 2 days in a row.
There you go, buddy.
And it was the issue he was having in the rant about the callers. And, you know, it is enjoyable sometimes listening to some of these guys that are calling regular, the guys, the chronic callers, I think as you call them.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, you know what, I haven't called in a while, and why don't I take that as an opportunity to give a shout in. So I've been listening to the show today, but I thought I would give a call, and then I started thinking, well, I don't know, he just tore someone to shreds there. I feel a little bit intimidated actually calling in.
So basically what you're calling in to do is to say hi. I mean, is that really what you just told me?
No, I'm calling in to just think about also about sometimes it could be intimidating for people to call in because, and I agree with how you, some of the guys just should not be calling, but it could be intimidating sometimes for someone to call in because of the pushback sometimes that they might be getting.
Just to be clear, you're saying that Chris Cantwell is intimidating people into calling Free Talk Live because of how he treated Pete yesterday?
not intimidating people, but perhaps other callers who may want to call in and talk about something might feel a little bit intimidated.
Yeah, they might feel a little bit intimidated. The thing is, we were just sort of remarking during the break, like, we've got calls on hold. Like, I think, like, my strategy totally backfired. Like, people keep going, people are calling more now than they were yesterday, and I don't know, maybe it's a coincidence.
No, that's
but
true,
I think it's funny, the reason I sort of do it, too, is I'm heavily influenced by, like, the Opie and Anthony show, okay? And they would really treat their audience very badly. They would say terrible things to their audience members, even people who tried to be good, you know? And they would just berate their callers and do stuff like that. And I thought it was always funny, and it always made me want to call in and get berated by the Opie and Anthony show. I thought it would be, like, this big honor, you know?
Well,
so that's sort of the strategy behind it. Go ahead.
I'm contradicting myself then, because I actually did call in. I just wanted you to, like, I love it. I love when Chris is actually on. It's actually one of the most enjoyable nights of the week for me now, listening to Free Talk Live every day. So I enjoy it. I get them two days in a row. But while I was listening, I hadn't listened to the earlier part of the show today, because I was listening to yesterday's podcast and then decided to call in. So you were talking about Bitcoin, and I've got a few different points with what you guys are saying.
Sure.
I agree that companies. I think that companies are accepting Bitcoin right now are actually not doing. It's not doing good for the price. I think Patrick Byrne is a definite an anomaly, because he is actually trying to get all the supply routes also using Bitcoin. But I think for most companies, what you're getting is you're getting people that own a lot of Bitcoins buying things with Bitcoins. Then those Bitcoins are being immediately cashed out, which is negatively affecting the price. So people that are that have a lot of Bitcoin are spending them. But you're not going out and actually purchasing Bitcoin in order to go spend them at the people that are accepting Bitcoin. So a lot of these people that have savings are actually spending the Bitcoins. They're being transferred out to cash, and that's actually what I think is lowering the price. So I think it actually has a negative effect.
So you're saying people shouldn't spend the Bitcoins they have in savings?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, he's just saying that it's putting downward pressure on the price, and I agree with his assessment. I think you're spot on. And whether or not that's a good or a bad thing is, it's a matter of preference.
Well, but wouldn't people be likely at some point? I mean, if the price is going down, and it has been over the last year, it was 1200 for a brief moment, or 1100, and now it's around 300. The price is going down. Won't that eventually discourage savers to spend? Or like, if what you're saying right now is people with Bitcoin savings are spending Bitcoins, and ultimately that economic activity is increasing the supply of Bitcoins available for sale, and so therefore, the price is going down. If the price goes down to the point where somebody's got savings and they're like, well, crap, I should wait. Instead of spending this Bitcoin, I should spend it when it's $600 instead of $300. Won't it at some point stop going down?
Yeah, right? I mean, and that's what happens. Like, every time that there's a drop, you sort of see it hit some floor, and then it goes up. And, I mean, that's part of one of the valid criticisms lobbed at Bitcoin is just the instability of it in either direction. I mean, for it to go from, it went down to almost $200, and then it went up to $280. I mean, that's a really huge fluctuation for a currency in a day, and this is part of the problem is that it's very difficult to make like rational economic calculations with Bitcoin right now, because there is so much uncertainty in it. But that for some people is a huge advantage, right? I mean, if you're one of these day traders and you're sort of a savvy guy and you study patterns and whatever and get lucky,
that's all it is. You don't know what the hell's going to happen.
I don't know about that. I mean, there's some pretty good Bitcoin analysis out there. I mean, if you watch it and you see like, hey, look, I don't think it'll break past this point and yada yada yada. I mean, people are much more into it than I am, obviously.
I don't know, man. As soon as somebody tells me they think they know what's going to happen with Bitcoin, I bet you they're going to be wrong about that. You don't know, man. This is new territory. Go ahead.
I've been in Bitcoin for 2012. Got into it quite early. Held pretty much everything. And you just don't really think about the price anymore, in my opinion. You're in it long. If you do think there's something else that's going to come out and take on Bitcoin, it's going to be a better technology. You may want to diversify into new things that are coming along. But the technology is here. The technology is not going anywhere. The mining could be an issue. I am concerned with centralization of mining, and I think that's the one thing that could cause an issue for Bitcoin itself. But in general, I think if you invest in the technology itself and you're investing in new things perhaps are coming. Not even Bitcoin. I'm very long Bitcoin.
Yeah, I think you're right. You got to take the long road on this and not fret about the daily ups and downs. I tend to agree with that. I don't check the price every day. If I see it, it's just because I happen to see an app on my phone or
I've got
like
a widget
that.
For it.
Yeah, I got the widget. Hey, thanks, Anthony, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. All the way from Switzerland, where it's probably like 1 a.m. or something over there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Matthew on Skype. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris Cantwell.
Hey, guys. I was originally calling to speak about use of force, but I got some Bitcoin concerns if you'd rather stay on that topic.
Hey, man, whatever you want to do. It's Free Talk Live.
It's free. All right, well, let's do this, man. I spoke with Cantwell on some garbage podcast last Friday.
Okay.
And I hadn't heard of him until about a week or two ago listening to Free Talk Live.
Yay.
So I went back and looked through some of your blog posts, Chris. And the one I wanted to discuss, if anyone is interested in looking at it right now, if you go to ChristopherCantwell.com and search, I think it's Porcupine Non Grata, you wrote?
Yeah, that's when I got kicked out of the Free State Project.
Right. And so there was a line in there you said that a mailman is basically a thief, right, because he gets paid by taxes and taxes are theft.
Right, and I used him intentionally as probably one of the least offensive government agents out there, so it seems innocuous. Go ahead.
Exactly. And I actually made a similar point, even being more innocuous, a secretary for someone at Department of Education, right?
Right.
She's no different than that. Well, my question is, if things like corn are just heavily, heavily subsidized, if Walmart subsidized and all these things, are people who shop there and purchase goods from a farmer that are subsidized or from a big company that's subsidized, aren't they also thieves because they're benefiting from a tax break, right?
So somebody could, well, no, a tax break is not theft, right? If you are just, not having your money taken from you, that's considerably different than receiving benefit, right? So that's, you could say that somebody gains an unfair market advantage, but I mean, you're not taking something from somebody. If you gain an unfair market advantage because you got a tax break and somebody else is being victimized by the state through taxation, then the person who's doing the victimizing is the state. You could make the argument that, like, but I believe in the case of corn, I mean, the government is actually throwing money at it. Like they are taking money from taxes and then giving it to agricultural big agro companies or whatever. So you could make the argument that somewhere down the line somebody's benefiting from this by getting subsidized corn or something like that. But they're not engaging in that activity. It's certainly not them trying to obtain benefit. Somebody who wakes up in the morning to take orders from a government agent and receive a tax paycheck, it's worlds apart. And I understand that you could make the argument of, anybody, including like a welfare recipient, is also a thief, But what it comes down to for me, the way that I respond to that is that even if it were, say morally, philosophically justifiable, there's just absolutely no practical purpose in doing anything about it. That you would go after a Walmart shopper because he bought some, subsidized corn is the craziest thing in the world to me. If I'm talking about use of force as a way to deal with the problem of statism, I would, want it to be an effective tool.
Matthew, hold on. We'll let you respond to Chris here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that allows you to bring up anything on your mind. Bitcoin Jesus, a.k.a. Roger Ver, what's going on between him and the United States government? He has been prohibited from coming into the United States. We'll explain why coming up here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, and more about working for the government and or being a thief. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. Friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns 80, the numbers 80.com.